Right now, we're going to bring in our Fans Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater. Please check out all of his awesome content on ColoradoHockeyNow.com. AD, this is a big one tonight for the Avalanche, don't you think so?
Well, you know, I don't know about big.
It's a good test.
You know, it's a good test because, let's face it, even though the Avs have had a six-game win streak, the level of competition has not been awesome.
True.
Let's just face that. But that's not taken away from the Avs. They've crushed everyone. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, though, for me to see. Dallas is a hot hockey club right now. And, you know, they're playing at home. It's traditionally a tough barn for the Avs to play in. You know, it feels like, you know, I always feel like on nights that they have back-to-back games that they're going to sort of be flat for one of them, and I wonder if it'll be tonight. You know, coming home tomorrow, play Nashville. They should be up for that game.
This
you're right.
Is their
I think
second
it's an interesting game. Then again, the Avs might come out and just steamroller them. You know, you don't know. I mean, things have been so wacky with the team lately, and nothing will surprise me tonight.
AD, isn't this their second back to back of the year? Right? They had that back to back in Florida, but this is only their second of the year, right?
If boy, you had to test me there, didn't you?
Yeah.
That sounds about right, though.
I think so.
Yeah. So there's going to be more of them moving forward with the condensed schedule, although the schedule may not be as condensed moving forward because I think the Olympics are in a lot of trouble. That's a separate issue. But, yeah, I don't know if they're going to play the Olympics or not this year.
Hey, that's a really good point. Are you talking about because of the variant?
Well, yeah, that and, you know, just all kinds of, you know, existing COVID issues for teams and players. I mean, you've got, you know, Ottawa had to postpone three games. You've got the Islanders with a severe COVID situation. Nothing's going right now, again, with the virus. So I think it's looking in trouble. I think they're going to try and do it and want to do it, but it's going to be dicey. I mean, we're talking about, you know, airlines shutting down today on this variant. That's only going to get more media attention. And, you know, we'll see. Let's hope they play, but I don't know. I don't think they're going to do it.
There's not like an opt out clause for the NHL players, are there? Is there? I guess they could just not go.
Well, no, they've agreed to it. They've made a deal, but you know, if the World Health Organization says you know we can't do it, they're gonna cancel it.
That's true.
You know, so you know, just because they made a deal is not the virus. You know, if the virus is out of control again with this variant, they're not going to. The virus is going to win.
Right. So, AD, let's talk about Naz Kadri because that's a big name, and one of our biggest questions heading into this season, obviously, was how are they going to replace the production from Saad and Donskoy? But Kadri leading the way, along with Nichushkin, two guys in contract years, have been nothing short of great for the Avalanche this season. What have you seen from these two guys specifically in contract years, and do you think this is sustainable effort moving forward?
Well, people know me as a little bit of a cynic, especially when it comes to contract years. I remember Paul Stastny had this massive year right before his deal was up, and then he kind of wasn't as good for a couple of years. Listen, I don't care how they play. I don't care what the circumstances are for having a great year. If it's a contract year, great. We'll take it, right? It's for the Avalanche. I think the Avs should make an offer to extend him right now. I wrote a column last week saying that, and I think most people are agreeing with that. And I don't just say it because he's hot. I was writing that before in the middle of his streak. I think he's an excellent player. I think he had a weird year last year, and then the suspension happened, and that was definitely unfortunate. I think it was way too much of a penalty for what it was, but that's doesn't matter now. He's just a good hockey player. And, yeah, of course, I think he is spurred on by his contract. He knows he can get a big ticket this offseason from someone. And he's having a great year. He'd probably be in the top five in the Hart Trophy conversation right now. As far as Nichushkin goes, hats off to Big Val. I mean, he has really shown me a lot since he came back from that injury. I thought he may wilt from the pressure of being a top six winger this year, but it hasn't happened at all. He seems confident in his abilities. And I'll be interested to see how he plays tonight. I know he's got it in for the Stars for how it ended there. And I can't wait to see him play tonight in Dallas. He's a good hockey player, and, yeah, they're going to have to dip into the money bag if they want to keep him too.
So we're joined by Adrian Dater, our Avalanche insider, on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Adrian, they've scored 40 goals, the Avalanche, over this six-game win streak, and it's been 10 games since they scored less than four. Is this the team finally realizing their potential and how great they can be, or is this something you expect to cool off?
Well, it's too early to say anything. They've got we can say all the superlatives in the world we want about the Avalanche in this regular season. Then come playoff time, all the stories are going to be, can the Avalanche get over this hump of losing the second round
right.
for 3 years in a row? So it doesn't matter, really. No, they haven't proven anything yet. I think that's a key adjustment for the Avs, though, from what I keep hearing and reading from everyone else, is the Avalanche have more of a mindset where they don't look too forward or behind them. Everything's just the present. That's how it should be. I've long criticized this team for being too self-satisfied on previous accomplishments and not, you know, getting to what they should be, which is the champion, and, coasting sometimes. They're saying all the right things. It seems like they're playing like they don't care what happened last game either, and I think that's a real positive. You know, one of my criticisms of the team last year was, you know, I think maybe they're thinking too much mentally. Something's up in their head, maybe. Unfortunately, that's not going to go away anytime soon, because when the playoffs start, the media pressure is only going to ratchet up that much more. And by the way, guys, if the playoffs started today, the Avs would not be in the top three in their division.
Right.
So they need to keep winning. They are not in the top three in the Central Division right now. Yes, they have some games in hand, but, you know, that little bit of a slow start has put more pressure on them. Tonight is a perfect opportunity, and tomorrow, to get 4 points on division rivals and start separating themselves a little bit from the lower tier of the division and getting toward that top spot, which I think, you know, they definitely should win and want to win.
AD, that's an important point you bring up, because traditionally, by the day after Thanksgiving, since 2005-2006, based upon your positioning in the standings, 77% of the teams, based upon their position in the standings the day after Thanksgiving Day since 05-06, have made the playoffs. So I saw that as I was watching a little bit of the ESPN hockey coverage this morning, and I felt like the Avs were a bit of an outlier to that, didn't you? Because it feels like they're really starting to trend in the right direction and have indeed figured some things out.
Yeah, and that stat is a little deceiving right now when it comes to the Avs, because they have played so fewer games than some
right.
other teams. So all those games in hand matter a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Those are points that, you know, they get 2/3 of them, they're going to pass those other teams. So I don't think that – I think the Avs are in the group that will make the playoffs. You know, they're too good otherwise. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a good team. And they've got Cale Makar, you know, just a stud on the blue line. Kemper's starting to pick his game up. Hopefully he has a skate that doesn't self-destruct tonight. I think they finally found a blacksmith out there who can weld a skate blade on, I hope, anyway.
They stopped going to play it against sports, huh? Hey, AD, as we wrap up here, I've got one last final question for you. Jared Bednar gets the 2-year extension mid-year, and there were a lot of questions. There's a lot of schools of thought here. Why not wait until the end of the season after 3 straight second-round exits and leave that as a carrot to dangle? After seeing how well they've responded to coaching and the adjustments, not only in the lineup, considering all these injuries, but schematically, they're dumping and chasing more. They've mixed up the power play. It's not as stale. They're staying more unpredictable, throwing different looks at opposing defenses each night. It feels to me, upon reflection, like the extension was warranted. Where do you come down on that Bednar extension, or do you feel that they should have waited?
Well, you know what? It's a tough... It's an interesting question. I'm a Bednar fan. I like Bednar. I think I am biased a little bit because he's so good with the media. And don't let anybody kid you that, you know, people don't give a little media, don't give a little bit of boosting favoritism toward a coach who's good to them.
Right.
That's just facts.
Right.
That said, I am, you know, objective about the team. And I do think that, you know, there is a debate that could be had here. I mean, listen, you know, They've had a really talented team. That loss to Vegas last year was a black mark on their organization.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it was just a bad loss. They should have won that series. There's no excuses. And I don't think Bednar is like a player in that he needs that motivation to you know, work as hard as he does in his current job, extension or no. I really don't. He's a hard worker. He's a coach. You know, they live and breathe the job.
Right.
And he's no different. Yeah, but that said, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, maybe you could have waited a little and seen him, that desperation. You don't know how he's going to react in a real, truly desperation scenario still for his job. Because now he does know he's got 2 more years. That said, I'm just not a Bednar cynic critic in that way. Some other coaches I might be. This guy, you know, this guy only wanted, look at him. I mean, he runs stairs every day after skates. I mean, the man keeps in top-notch physical condition. He's like an army. He's like an army sergeant, isn't he? I mean, he looks like one, and that's the way he is. And it's just all professional with him. And I just think that I root for guys like him. And I'm glad he got his extension. That doesn't mean he doesn't have a lot of pressure on him still, though. And that, you know, he can be fired at any time. So it is what it is. And I think the Avs. I think the Avs gave extension to a good guy, though, and a good coach.
Well, AD, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us today. That is Adrian Dater, our Fans Avalanche insider. You can find all of his great content on ColoradoHockeyNow.com and follow him on Twitter at